You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Alrighty, as I mentioned a little earlier this morning before we came on air, had to grab hold of the phone, pick it up and dial the newly crowned MVP of the National Basketball League after a late night last night. Xavier Cooks took out the title. So here's my interview with Xavier, and I started obviously by offering him a big congratulations.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for having me.
What does it mean to you? Talk me through the emotion of last night.
It means a lot, man. It was a huge honor to even be nominated for the award, let alone win it, and especially being in a room of, 100 guys around the league that I have a huge respect for. So it means a lot to me.
You did it pretty well in the voting too. 120 votes, so Bryce Cotton 96 and Mitch Creek 80 votes. Were you one of those, did you keep your eyes on the votes? Were you nervous throughout the night?
Yeah, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. I was extremely nervous. But no, I didn't keep an eye on the votes, and I haven't even seen that yet. That's pretty cool to know, but I wasn't keeping an eye on it at all.
So how did the night pan out for you? You sound pretty fresh to me this morning.
Yeah, we have a playoffs coming up, so nothing too crazy. Just the awards night was in the casino, so I went downstairs for a little while, a bit of a gamble, tried my luck. Wasn't feeling that lucky, so went home.
So you weren't feeling lucky, but you had a heck of a lucky night. So did you have any wins downstairs or not? You just bailed out.
Definitely did not. I had lost about $100, but some great times, some great memories. Can't put a price on that.
Geez, you're smart, mate. You know when to walk away. Good work. So just on that thing, on the MVP side of it, you join in the last five seasons, Jalen Adams won it, Andrew Bogut's won it at your club. So we're talking some pretty good company. But then you look up at the trophy itself, and it's got the name of Andrew Gaze on it. An absolute legend of the sport, a legend of a person. So what does the Andrew Gaze part of this MVP trophy mean to you?
I mean, there's a reason why the award's named after him, and I've got a statue of his face. It's going to be in my room for the rest of my life, pretty much. But, I mean, the man is one of the GOATs of Australian basketball. He's a seven-time MVP. He's been the benchmark for Australian basketball for so many years, and, it's a huge honour. It's a huge honour.
You sound as though you're pretty cool to just switch straight back into Sydney Kings mode and the job ahead. And obviously you're very focused on what's ahead, but you don't know who your next opponent is. How are you guys preparing for that as this play-in tournament gets underway?
We're not going to really focus on that too much. It's going to come around. We normally focus on our scout about 3 or 4 days before the game. We're really focused on the Sydney Kings getting better, and we've still got a long way to go. So we're going to get back and train tomorrow and start the process ready for playoffs, because playoffs are a different beast.
Xavier, we've spoken a lot this season about the success of the Kings at QDOS Bank Arena and the amount of fans that have come along in record numbers. So take me into your view. When you get out on court, what does it do for you? I mean, everyone loves their home ground support, right? But when you home court support, when you get it, what does it do for you personally and in a game process way?
Initially, when I walk out, it usually gives me chills, just because you never really know what the numbers are going to look like, and they've always got projections, but you never really know. And then once you're out in the game, it just gives you so much energy. It gives you so much energy. And once you go on little runs when you might score about 3 points in a row, about 3 buckets in a row, you can really ride those waves for a lot longer. And then when other teams go on runs, you can really try and shift momentum because the crowd's really behind you. So it's a huge advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing we've been speaking about is the amount of scouts around. So I don't know if you've got too much to say about this, but obviously you know that the eyes of the NBA in particular are looking, and they're focusing on people like you, probably more so now that you've got three fairly juicy letters after your name, MVP.
That still sounds pretty crazy when you say those three letters. But I'm really just trying to focus on Sydney Kings. I mean, I don't want to get, think of the big picture too much. My job here is always to be in a winner championship again for Sydney Kings. And I believe that my path to the NBA is by winning another championship.
Have you got a team? Have you got a team in mind or a favourite team over there?
Any team, man. Beggars can't be choosers. I just want to be in the association at all. So, yeah.
You're all over it. You're a man in a hurry. Just one thing I do want to know. How many text messages did you wake up to this morning?
To be honest with you, I haven't even really been on my phone that much just because it's daunting. It's a bit too much to handle right now. But we've got a plane ride home, and I'll probably check it out on the plane. But in the hundreds.
Well, listen, good luck for the rest of the season. It's really starting to pick up now. The Kings have been leading the way, and you've been leading the Kings so beautifully. Congratulations on last night, mate. It's a huge honour and well-deserved. So soak it up and keep on punching.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Xavier Cook's there earlier this morning. The Kings start their three-game series next Wednesday at Qdos Bank Arena, so the opponent yet to be confirmed. Play-in tournament starts tomorrow, so Phoenix v Wildcats. That's it at John Cain Arena. And then up in Cairns, it's the Taipans v the Jack Jumpers. So that's the first part of the puzzle as we head towards the final.